Welcome to Section 9. My name's Damien Hull.
And I'm Dorothy. And today we're going to be talking about two-factor authentication with Duo Security and LastPass. Now, we had a little problem. You know, we got LastPass. We were super excited. We got the YubiKeys. And you and I have the same phone. But for some reason, the YubiKey worked on my phone, but not on yours. So why don't you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so when I looked at LastPass and doing two-factor authentication, they said it would work with the iPhone 7 and above with the YubiKey Neo and the 2FA and the whole NFC process. So what you do is you put your phone up to the YubiKey Neo and it's supposed to read the information on that, and then it lets you access your LastPass with the two-factor authentication process.
But why did, so tell us what happened when we went to Apple and we said, hey, it works on my phone, we have the same phone, why doesn't it work on your phone? They tried several things.
Resetting the phone, do all this stuff. They even checked to see if my Apple Pay was working because that's something I'd never used before. And they said, okay, that works. Your NFC is working. We're not going to support this other part. You know, the YubiKey Neo, we don't care about that. We're not going to help you with that. So that was kind of sucky because it's like, well, you have that as a feature for the developers and LastPass is trying to incorporate that into their software.
And then, you know, people are spending good money on their YubiKeys. And if this is how it's going to happen, I was really disappointed, to be honest.
I was too. Because the YubiKey was like, you know, the YubiKey Neo, I think it was $50. So they're not cheap.
No. So what are your goals for the show today?
So one of the things I want to do here is introduce people to Duo Security and two-factor authentication. That's an option. Second thing I want to talk about is good account management process. And that's what we're using LastPass for.
Okay. So first, tell us what Duo Security is.
So Duo Security is just basically software-based 2FA or two-factor authentication. Now, I heard about this from my SANS course where I'm learning about the critical security controls. The instructor talked about it, and he was talking about using it for other things to do two-factor authentication. And I thought, wait a minute, that sounds interesting. I should find out if Duo Security will work with LastPass.
Okay, so how does it work?
So what you have to do is you have to have a LastPass account that has multi-factor authentication, which we do.
Which we do, yeah.
Now, you can also get, we have the enterprise version. It doesn't work with the free version. That doesn't have multi-factor authentication. So I think you can get like the team version of LastPass that might have multi-factor authentication in there. But again, we have the enterprise version, so that has like all the options. And then I went and got a free Duo account, configured that, got that all set up. I got the Duo mobile app. That's part of the process of setting up your account on the Duo website. And then I had to go and do a bunch of stuff by setting up LastPass on the Duo site, grabbing the keys for that, putting that into our admin side for multi-factor authentication within our own LastPass. And then you set up your LastPass personal account to authenticate with Duo Security.
But if it is software, you know, I mean, part of the two-factor authentication is something you know and something you have. Well, you know, the software, you really don't have it. So how does that work?
And this was something that I didn't really understand when I first started the process.
Yeah.
Because I thought I had it all figured out. But when you're on the LastPass website and you're setting up your personal account to do two-factor authentication with Duo, you're trying to get it to push notifications to your phone using the mobile app. And in my case, what I made the mistake of is I didn't realize I was supposed to register the user account on LastPass and then register my phone with that same user account on the Duo site. And basically what happens is LastPass is going to send my username to Duo. Duo is going to see that and say, oh, I have this registered phone. This particular phone is associated with that username. So I'm going to push notifications to that phone for this type of authentication.
And then when you get it, what happens?
So when I get it, I'll have an accept or deny, and then I can decide what I want to do at that point.
So then the something you have becomes your telephone?
Exactly. So my iPhone is tied to the username that I put into LastPass. So when LastPass does the two-factor authentication, only my specific iPhone will get that notification. Nobody else is going to see that.
So even if this software gets hacked, unless they have your phone as well, they won't be able to really get into it, right?
Right.
Okay. So why do we want the two-factor authentication? Why is it so important?
So two-factor authentication is kind of like a safety net. So for example, if I have a weak password and I put that into LastPass and somebody guesses that, then they can get into my account. It's possible I might do that, or I might have users that I work with that might do that. So if I have two-factor authentication, that's my safety net. If some hacker tries to guess my password and they get it right, the system's going to say, wait a minute, you need that second factor. If you don't have the second factor, they're never going to be able to get in. So again, it's a safety net for that. The other reason why I think two-factor authentication is important is if LastPass makes a mistake. So let's say you have a developer up for LastPass. They make a mistake. They put something into the update that might be a vulnerability or a weakness within LastPass, and they push that out. Now there may be a vulnerability with the authentication process. And if a hacker can figure out how to take advantage of that, they might be able to get into your account. But again, because we have two-factor authentication, that's my safety net. Even if they try to get in with that vulnerability, 2FA is going to come up and say, where's that second factor? So they're not going to be able to get in. So again, it's just a safety net.
Okay. And how does this relate to the critical security controls that we're trying to implement? Because I'm thinking this is where you're coming from, right?
Exactly. So we're trying to follow the critical security controls and make that a thing that we do for Section 9. And when I was looking at this, I thought, okay, where does this fit in? Does it have anything to do with the critical security controls? And that's where number 4 comes into play. So what's number 4?
Number 4 is controlled use of administrative privileges.
So this one is where you have to inventory all your admin accounts. And then one of the sub-controls they want you to do is to have two separate accounts for IT people or anybody who needs an admin account. So for example, on my laptop, I should have two accounts. One for everyday use where I, you know, use it to surf the internet, check my email, type stuff up, and then a separate account for admin stuff where I do my updates, I install new applications, I make modifications to the system, but that account should not be used for everyday use. So then the question becomes, well, how do I manage all of that? And that's where LastPass comes into play. I want to have a place where I can inventory all my admin accounts and then manage all of that, not just for myself, but for all of my devices.
So all of you. So it's a way of managing all your accounts for all your admin accounts for all your devices, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, even if you're in an environment where they have Active Directory, which we do not have, but even if you have Active Directory, there's going to be a lot of devices that you have or a lot of accounts you have that can't be put into Active Directory. And then even if you have Active Directory, you're going to have accounts where, let's say, for example, I have my two accounts. Well, I got to know what the passwords are.
Right.
So how are you? I mean, it's not like Active Directory is going to remind you what your passwords are. You need to know how to do that. So that's where LastPass comes into play. I can look at my phone, do my multi-factor authentication, see my passwords, and I don't have to worry about memorizing hundreds of passwords because that's not possible. And if you look at your own personal life these days, we have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 accounts we have to manage, right? Facebook, bank account, Twitter,
yeah,
all this stuff that we have to manage. Now, nobody remembers what they are. So what do? You have simple passwords that are easy to remember and use it on everything.
So you mentioned, and this is when we were talking earlier, you mentioned LastPass rates your passwords, or explain that.
So it gives you kind of like a security score. And,
oh, okay.
And the way it does that is it's looking at your passwords, and I think it looks at how complex those passwords are, and then it also looks to see where you're using those passwords multiple times. So when I have, you know, different accounts that are stored in LastPass, if they show up with the same password, then it's going to say, well, that's a problem, and it's going to give you a lower score. And I think you can go in there and see why you have a low score or why they've rated you at such a, you know, whatever the scoring is. I don't fully understand how that works. We're going to have to go in there and take a look at that. But that's how you begin to form a process around managing all of your accounts. And it's not just admin accounts, but it's all of your accounts.
Well, and you know, and people often enough, you know, they're frustrated because they have to change their password every 30, 60, 90 days. And then they're reaching to try to figure out. And sometimes they use the same password for all their accounts. And that makes it a vulnerability for a lot of people, even though it's a comfortable thing to do. And we've all done it. I know I have, you know, so.
Everybody does it. And the thing that is important to note here is that you can't do something like Apple 1, Apple 2, Apple 3.
Right.
That's not a new password. I mean, the hackers can figure that out easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or they can, if they guess one of your passwords, they're like, oh, let's go to their bank account and see if it's the same one with a different number or, you know.
They can do that. And sometimes that works because people are not using different passwords. And people in IT will say, oh, well, we don't need this because we'll just remember it. You're not going to remember it for all of the things that you have. And those moments when you absolutely have to have it, that's when you're not going to remember what it is. So you have to have a way to manage that. Now, this just happens to be the way in which we're going to manage this. And because we know that our passwords are really important, that's one reason why we wanted to do LastPass, which we know has good security.
Right.
And then tack on that two-factor authentication as our safety net.
No, that's good. And like I said, for me, it's really exciting to see the critical security controls, how they work, how we're going to implement them, and with whatever tools, you know.
Yeah, and this is our attempt to kind of move forward on this process, because we've talked about LastPass, but we didn't really understand how to use it.
We didn't.
And we didn't have a plan for how we were going to implement it. And so now that we have a two-factor authentication process that works on our phones, we can take our passwords with us anywhere we want. As long as we have our phone, we can access our passwords. We can have them in our Chrome browser with the extension. And all you have to do is put in your username and password. It sends you a push notification to your phone. You click on accept and you're done. You're in.
Yep.
It's simple and it works really well. It's slick. So I think that the big thing that I want people to take away from this is the two goals we had, which is introducing you to 2FA with Duo, and then making sure you have good password management, good account management. And a third thing I would push people to do is that if you don't have something now, start doing something.
Yeah.
You know, you can use what we have, you can come up with something else on your own, but do something. Because, you know, you can't say you have security unless you're actually doing that. And we've talked about that before. And in fact, even SANS instructors would talk about that. They would say, hey, do you have this? And they would say, oh, yes, we do. Like one instructor said, he was talking to an organization that said they had intrusion detection. I said, well, where is it? What's in the box in the corner? They hadn't even taken it out of the box.
But they have it.
You know, but they had it. Well, you don't really have it unless you're actually using it.
Yeah. No, I can honestly say that, you know, if you want to take a shot at doing the critical security controls on your own, even if you're using different tools that we are, just implementing them, I think it's going to make a difference on securing you. So I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Anything else you want to add?
No, you?
No, I think this is good. We have to figure out a process to make this work for us. But yeah, we're heading in the right direction. So if you have any comments or questions, you want to tell us that there are other options out there for password management, let us know. And you can email us at info@section9.us. And if you want to take a look at our show notes, where we'll have links to Duo and LastPass, you can go to osnap.section9.us. And thanks for listening.
And actually, if you have used Duo with LastPass and you have any feedback, please let us know. Thank you for listening.